Mostly they want to keep the males from...
Yeah, they castrate them?
Mm-hmm. Do you know what a castrated bull is called?
I don't think so.
How about a horse?
A horse? No.
Okay. Do you happen to know any calls to animals? You know how, like, on farms sometimes they call the animals? Do you happen to know any or have heard any growing up?
No, we have names for the horses that we had. I don't know of any that...
Okay. People have as pets what kind of animals?
Many dogs and cats. Mm-hmm. But now they're also having pigs.
Yeah. I know. That must be pretty tough animals.
What are they?
Potbelly pigs?
Potbelly pigs, uh-huh.
They get big, too. A dog of mixed breed is called what?
It's we call him Heinz 57.
That's good. I like that. An orphan calf is a... You ever heard of a dogie?
Yeah, I've heard of a dogie, but I don't think I realized what it was.
Yeah, okay. This is kind of funny. Animal excrement cows leave behind.
Turds?
Okay. Buffaloes leave behind.
Well, isn't that the same thing?
Well, buffaloes, I usually hear chips. You ever hear chips?
Chips, yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm not sure why. Yeah.
But I remember they used to use chips for heating in places.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh, and I've forgotten where. You know, I've heard of all those things, you know, sometime during my life, and then, you know, I go on to other things and I forget about
them. Yeah, these are hard to...
Wait until you get older, and that's what I told my husband. I said, you know, we've actually lived through several lives, you know. We had one set of friends. We've moved so much.
Yeah.
You have one set of friends, and you move somewhere else, you start another life, and you have another set of friends, and...
Yeah, I feel like that, too, already. Except I'm to different places for school, you know?
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. Well, and then later on, you'll probably notice it more.
Yeah. Horses that don't belong to anybody are...
Strays.
Okay. And a rodent that sits on top of its mound and barks.
Hmm. Is that one of those... They have them in the panhandle.
Mm-hmm.
What are they called? Not guinea pigs. They're called... what are they called? They're not moles. Moles. Not moles.
Mm-hmm.
They're... I forgot them.
That's okay. We don't have them around here. So
what are they called?
Prairie dogs?
Prairie dogs,
okay.
Yeah.
Are those?
I should have known that, because we used to hear about them in Odessa.
Mm-hmm. Are those the same as gophers?
No, gophers are... We used to have gophers here.
Uh-huh.
And, they were the bane of our lives.
Really? Why?
Well, because they dig tunnels under the lawn,
mm-hmm.
and pretty soon, you know, you walk through and then you're falling down.
Oh, how awful.
And, but they will have just a series of tunnels. And then they come out, all of a sudden you see this mound of dirt, and if you stay around long enough, you'll see the gopher. You know, he's out there just, and you can see them, you know, they go like this, and throw this dirt up on the side. You've never seen one?
No, I've never seen a gopher.
Oh,
not in real life.
You better be happy. They really can mess up your yard.
Well, right? I heard they undermined some houses over at Santa Teresa.
They did?
Yeah.
I can believe it, because you see what they do, they tunnel under the,
mm-hmm.
under the surface,
mm-hmm.
and pretty soon... you know, that sinks down. And,
mm-hmm.
oh, they are terrible.
What about those little things that are sort of like gophers or prairie dogs, but they're little? Have you seen those?
Mm.
They make little holes. They're real tiny. You ever heard of a ground squirrel?
Yeah, I've heard of ground squirrels, but I don't think I've...
They have them on the golf courses.
I think, you know, in fact,